Yesterday, reporter Len Anderson described the Western Alaska village of Kasigluk as it prepares to abandon its honey buckets for a community water and sewer system. From Kasigluk, Anderson went to Chivek, which has had its water and sewer hookups for 10 years and provides a good example of the benefits and challenges a village system offers.
To paraphrase British social and art critic John Ruskin, a good sewer now enjoys more appreciation than a fine painting. As far as Greg Slatz of Chivek is concerned, Ruskin's 19th century observation still rings loud and true.
With water and sewer here in Chivek, we've been blessed.
Slatz is a lifelong resident of Chivek. For him, the system brought more than convenience. It means better health for his children.
Before water and sewer came, my older children, we used to have a lot of health problems. You know, we'd have to go in and then get them checked for RSV and stuff like that.
Slatz says his children, 8 years and younger, haven't had the RSV incidents his older ones experienced, including expensive emergency trips to Bethel. RSV stands for Respiratory Syncytial Virus. Troy Ritter is a senior environmental health consultant with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. In 2008, Ritter was part of a team who published a landmark study on the relationship between in-house water service and village health.
Villages that have higher rates of water service have about 3.5 times fewer respiratory infections, such as RSV or pneumonia. We also see much lower rates of skin infections, about 4 times fewer skin infections, and also a group of disease that's called invasive pneumococcal disease. Those are also about 3.5 times less in villages that have water service compared to those who don't.
Ritter says subsequent studies continue to support and expand upon the original findings. The consortium's John Nichols deals with the health of the system itself. Nichols is the statewide manager of the Alaska Rural Utility Collaborative, a consortium agency designed to make certain village water and sewer systems keep flowing, both physically and financially. Nichols says the collaborative offers 2 service levels.
For a very small fee, we will bill the customers for the community, send all the bills from Anchorage, charge what the village tells us to charge for each customer. And then at the end of the month, we will turn around and give that money back to the community along with the accounting so they know who's paid and who hasn't paid, and give that money back to them so they can operate their own water sewer system.
15 villages currently use the billing assistance program, but more are in the process of joining, especially in the Nana region.
The Northwest Arctic Borough, for example, is a real supporter of the billing assistance and ARUC programs. And so the Northwest Arctic Borough will actually pay $300 of that $350 a month of that service.
Full collaborative membership means not only billing assistance, but ARUC will manage and operate the water and sewer system with local labor.
We hire the water plant operators. We ensure that we always have a backup operator in each community. In fact, we'll often have 2 backup operators in communities. We ensure that we send our water plant operators to training so they can further their skills. We pay the operators well, and we give them paid time off, and we give them a retirement plan.
Besides a low employee turnover rate, Nichols says a village like Chivek enjoys another benefit from membership. Well-performed maintenance can lengthen the designed 20-year system lifespan by 10 to 20 years. It's a sunny if breezy breakup day in Chivek. Spring is in the air. Larry Nochtuk stands in the entry of the R. Cash store. The store sits along a slope descending to the former Honey Bucket Pond.
Our lagoon was right on bottom of the hill. It was easily seen by most of the villagers.
What would have been like here, say, 12 years ago, standing right here with the wind coming off the lagoon?
It would be quite a horrific smell. And almost no matter where you walked, you'd smell it.
Chivek City Administrator and ARUC Village Advisory Member Dennis Jones says the last 10 years with water and sewer have changed residents' lives.
Getting a system like that, you know, it spoils you, I guess. if that's the word, but there's just no way that anybody here in town would feel comfortable going back unless something happens.
ARUC's Nichols immediately spoke up. That's our job, he said, to make sure none of our villages ever has to go back. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.